It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, January 31st, 2020. Today's the birthday of American novelist and journalist Norman Mailer, born in Long Branch, New Jersey in 1923. He was best known as a practitioner of the New Journalism, which combines the imaginative subjectivity of literature with the more objective qualities of journalism. Both his fiction and his nonfiction made a radical critique of the totalitarianism he believed was inherent in the centralized power structure of 20th and 21st century America. Mailer grew up in Brooklyn and graduated from Harvard in 1943 with a degree in aeronautical engineering. Drafted into the Army in 1944, he served in the Pacific until 1946. While he was enrolled at the Sorbonne in Paris, he wrote The Naked and the Dead, hailed immediately as one of the finest American novels to come out of World War II. His success at age 25 aroused the expectation that he would develop from a war novelist into the leading literary figure of the post-war generation. But Mailer's search for themes and forms to give meaningful expression to what he saw as the problems of his time committed him to exploratory works that had little general appeal. In 1959, when Mailer was generally dismissed as a one-book author, he made a bid for attention with Advertisements for Myself, a collection of unfinished stories, parts of novels, essays, reviews, notebook entries, or ideas for fiction. The collection's naked self-revelation won the admiration of a younger generation, seeking alternative styles of life and art. Mailer's subsequent novels, though not critical successes, were widely read as guides to life. An American Dream, from 1965, is about a man who murders his wife, and Why Are We in Vietnam, which appeared in 1967, is about a young man on an Alaskan hunting trip. A controversial figure whose egotism and belligerence often antagonized both critics and readers, Mailer did not command the same respect for his fiction that he received for his journalism. The Armies of the Night, from 1968, for example, was based on the Washington peace demonstrations of October 1967, during which Mailer was jailed and fined. It won a Pulitzer Prize and a National Book Award. In 1969, Mailer ran unsuccessfully for mayor of New York City. Among his other works are his essay collections The Presidential Papers and Cannibals and Christians. The Executioner's Song, which appeared in 1979, is a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel based on the life of convicted murderer Gary Gilmore. Ancient Evenings is a novel set in ancient Egypt, the first volume of an uncompleted trilogy. In 1995, he published Oswald's Tale, an exhaustive non-fictional portrayal of U.S. President John F. Kennedy's assassin. His final two novels intertwined religion and historical figures. The Gospel According to the Son, which appeared in 1997, is a first-person memoir reportedly written by Jesus Christ, and The Castle in the Forest, which appeared in 2007, is narrated by the devil and tells the story of Adolf Hitler's boyhood. Norman Mailer died of acute renal failure on November 10, 2007, at age 84, a month after undergoing lung surgery at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan. He is buried in Provincetown Cemetery in Massachusetts. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 31st, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.